I'm Tim Z. Hernandez. Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. Our guest today is poet and editor Odilia Galvan Rodriguez, who we'll be speaking with about her wonderful and highly anticipated collection of poetry that she co-edited with the late and great Francisco X. Alarcón. The book is titled Poetry of Resistance, Voices for Social Justice, which just came out with the University of Arizona Press. The poems that make up the collection, I think they were originally spurred on by an incident that happened in 2010 in Arizona, where 9 students chained themselves in protest of the SB 1070 law. They chained themselves to the Arizona State Capitol. And of course, Francisco at the time started a Facebook page and asked people and poets and writers everywhere to post their ideas and poems about it. And that's how this collection got started. And we'll be speaking with Odilia about that. We'll also ask her to read a poem from the collection for our poem of the week, maybe 2 poems if we have time. And I think what's most important, though, is that we'll be dedicating this show to Francisco Alarcón. And in the spirit of Francisco, I actually wanted to share what he's meant to my own life as a writer, especially as a young writer. I remember first meeting Francisco. You know, I had heard about him. He's this popular professor from UC Davis who had volumes of poetry. And I want to say back in the late 90s, maybe mid-90s, he had come around to Fresno, to our only cultural center in Fresno, and to read from his children's book, Laughing Tomatoes. Right? And I think I was the only adult there without a child at the time. I went to see Francisco read because I'd never had the opportunity to see him, and I'd heard of him so much. And so he read to all these children from his book, and his spirit was infectious. You know, his ponytail would flare in the wind, and he would flash his big, beautiful smile, and you know, he'd read the poems with ease and, you know, a little bit of theatrics involved. And of course, the kids loved him, and so did I. But of course, at that time, I was too shy to actually approach Francisco. And of course, like I said, I didn't have a child, so I think he would have laughed. I was worried he'd laugh at me, like, what are you doing here? But then, so I didn't speak with him in that moment. This was maybe mid-90s. But then in the late 90s, 1999, in fact, I had attended a writer's conference in San Jose, California. And Francisco and I happened to be staying at the same hotel. I spotted him in the parking lot early one morning before going to the conference. And, you know, I finally, by then I wasn't as shy. I was a little less shy. So I approached him in the parking lot and said, hey, Francisco, would you mind taking a picture with me? And he said, sure, of course, absolutely. And so, you know, we took a photo together standing there in the parking lot. And to me, Francisco, you know, also I should say too, at the time I knew that he had selected my friend, the poet Andres Montoya's book to be published. Andres Montoya had his book in this contest, and Francisco was the judge. So I knew that Francisco and I had that kind of connection with my friend Andres, who had at the time recently passed away. So anyway, as I stood there with Francisco posing for that photo, I remember feeling like being physically near him would somehow, maybe by osmosis or something, shed light on my own journey as a wannabe writer, you know, at the time. So this was 1999. Flash forward now to 2004, and my first collection of poetry is being released. It's called Skin Tax, and I started to book readings across California. I hadn't seen Francisco for years by this point, and I was invited to read from this book in Sacramento with a group called Los Escritores del Nuevo Sol, which later I found out Francisco actually was a co-founder of. And folks like Joanne Anglin and Phil Goldberg were there. And anyway, they were all there in the audience. And there was Francisco in the front row of my audience as I was about to read from my first book of poetry. And I read the poems. And afterward, Francisco stepped up to the microphone. It was his turn. And he asked everyone to stand up, the whole audience. And I was sitting in the back row because, again, I was shy. I went back to being shy, reverted to being shy again by this point. And he asked everyone in the audience to stand up. And he asked them to stare in my direction. He said, stare in the direction of the new young poet of the new voice. And he asked them to join him in a blessing for my, what he called, poetic journey. And he said something to the effect of, and I'm paraphrasing, this is Tim's first book, and may he have many, many more to come. And he lit sage and copal, and he led everybody in this beautiful chant. Dawi! He used to do this chant every time he'd read, Dawi! And I'll never forget that moment. And I would say that was about 12 years ago, and my journey has always been a blessing since, and so I know that the spirit of Francisco X. Alarcón lives on in my own work and in the work of many and the hearts of many all around the world. So no doubt this is going to be an interesting and inspiring interview with Odilia, one of his co-editors. So you want to stick around for another edition of Words on a Wire.